Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Yes, we are in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings. Beautiful Southern California day once again here. We have a great show. We're talking Showtime, Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, coming up in Costa Mesa this week. Starts on Thursday up at the Orange County Costa Mesa Fairgrounds. Bill, Mike, and Jess are here and having a fantastic time talking fishing and Showtime and all that good stuff.
Man, it's here. It's the show. And if this show doesn't get you pumped up for going to PCS, man, you might maybe consider golfing. Because yeah. I'm hyped. It's about to go down. Hey, if you want to join us this morning, we're talking all things fishing, and we would love to have you be a part of the show this morning. If you want to join us, it's 833-288-0973. That's how you get through. Or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, you're watching Mike and Pete pulling that brand new rod. So excited about the giveaway today. CalStars presented the show with one of their brand new series of rods for the show giveaway. It's a GFHR84H. It's their brand new, what they're calling a hybrid jigging rail rod. It's a softer tip jigging rod, with a robust bottom section. It's 35 to 38% lighter than a traditional rail rod. You can obviously see the performance. It's got those brand new high performance Fuji MC guides. Those were released to the public like a month ago,
yeah.
And they're already on that new rod. Chris was the very first order in the country to have those guides, and
wow.
He attributed a lot of the success of them being able to build this, due to that new those new guides. Also, it has a brand new slim aluminum reel seat, a slim down Hypalon, all that combination with that brand new series of blank for a lighter, powerful, railable rod with very impressive performance. They have both an 84H and an XH with them right now on their Royal Star 13-day trip, having really good yellowfin tuna fishing. Their fish are 90 to 130 pounds. They've had over 10 fish on each of those two models of rod with fantastic feedback. My favorite part of his description was he said, we asked all the crew what they thought, and everyone said the same thing. They're badass. As you can hear, it's just going to be an awesome prize for one lucky caller. If you want to use this rod, it's like an 80 to 100-pound jig rod that you could also fish your sinker-style rig or a fly-line sardine. It's going to be a great opportunity. And it's being introduced at the PCS show at the CalStar booth. We're going to have them at Fisherman's Landing as well. Also, when you buy a CalStar rod, we mentioned it before, you're going to get a free sweatshirt, sun shirt, or a T-shirt, your choice. And CalStar is going to donate $20 for each rod purchased. $10 is going to CCA. The other $10 is going to Friends of Rod.
Yeah, very nice.
And if that wasn't enough, you're also, if you win, you're going to get two tickets. Yeah, your choice. Either going to the Del Mar Fairgrounds show for PCS or the original Orange County show. It's on.
Yeah, fantastic. Great texts and calls. Jeff standing by at the Fan, 833-288-0973. But I have a great text here from Jeff in Huntington Beach. It says, good morning, guys. Thanks, Bill, for growing the PCS to what it has become going from day one or not, and backyard, and it's right in my backyard, enjoying seeing friends and industry questions. Could you talk about the CCA Star Tournament plans and how to sign up at the show? And I wanted to read that just because CCA is going to be a big part of the show, right?
Yeah, CCA is always a big part of the show. Their booth will be in the Santa Ana Pavilion. You can go in and get signed up. They have a show package and all kinds of things to get going there. So they're in the middle of the Santa Ana Pavilion. I think it's 707 right in there.
Wow, pretty good memory.
Yeah.
And they have the boat on display that they're giving away for the Star Tournament?
I think they do.
Okay.
I don't know. I have to confirm with Chris. They were kind of going back and forth if they were going to have it there. But they will be at both shows as well to sign up.
Yeah, awesome. And you can sign up, and you also get an AFCO gift card, I believe, for signing up for signing up for the Star Tournament with them.
Okay.
Which is really cool.
Yeah,
super cool.
That's great.
Yeah,
good
so
addition.
Sign up at the show, and you get an AFCO gift card, and your $40 entry is like like $20 instead of $40.
Yeah, and the neatest thing is that tournament is done in a way that you don't have to catch the biggest fish. You don't have to be the most experienced pro guy to win.
No,
anybody can
fish.
Win that tournament.
Yeah, win a boat and and lots of other prizes too.
It's the everyman's tournament
For sure. And you guys do a lot for charities. We have Captain Rollo Kids at Sea is going to have their spin the wheel and all the great stuff. They're selling their raffle tickets.
Yep, they're at both shows
and doing the rod a week at the shows too, giving away those beautiful bats and rods.
Right.
So they'll all be at the shows. Rollo Booth is somewhere between the Costa Mesa building and
the Santa Ana Pavilion as well.
And the Santa Ana Pavilion.
Similar area.
Same area. Yeah. There's so many pavilions. How do you guys memorize all those? It's like just part of your life, right?
Yeah.
You wake up in the middle of the night and you
think about
maps. After Mike and I are done staring at maps, you wake up in the middle of the night. I'll get up at 2 in the morning, pick up my phone and go, did we place this person?
And I'll be up, and I'll be, I don't know, maybe we got to look at the map.
It's funny, the other night, we worked really late laying out maps, and I sent out an email to the vendors at like 11:30 at night, and I'm sitting in bed at 1 o'clock in the morning, I couldn't sleep, and people are emailing me back questions, and I'm answering them. I tell Mike, I'm like, who the hell is working that late at night? And Mike goes, you are.
You are.
I'm like, okay, I guess we all are.
Mike, are you up too?
Dude, I'm telling you, it's you just roll over, and the worst thing you can do is get on this stupid phone. Even look at it.
Three-hour mistake.
It's a three-hour mistake.
Because you have, like, over 500 vendors, right?
Yeah,
the problem is, it's not a problem, it's freaking awesome, is that these people are all doing custom videos, custom posts, custom flyers.
Right.
And we share everybody's stuff. I mean, if you look in our stories on Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Mag, at Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Mag on Instagram, go in our stories and look at all these different vendors, these small companies that are making incredible products.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And this is their time to shine in front of the community. It's incredible.
That's what's so cool about this show is, you know, our Art Tackle store is a big shop and a big deal, and it's a big event for all of us.
Very visible.
But it's the same level of spotlight for two dudes that pour a bitchin' hand-poured swim bait out of their garage.
Yeah.
It's the same level of spotlight for Fisherman's Lining Tackle that it is for a...
MC Swim Bait.
Yeah.
Or whoever. There's some pretty cool lures that are there.
We've got a ton of jig companies coming out. We've got some plastics companies that are coming out from, like, Louisiana and all over the country. We've got booths that are flying in from overseas. I mean, it's... The amount of people, we got people coming up from Colombia.
Really?
It's absolutely incredible. Besides the travel side with our friend Valerie.
Yes.
Going up to British Columbia there. I mean, we have everywhere from Africa to, you know, Panama and all over the world.
Are you going up to Haida Gwaii Safaris this year?
I wish. My wife's been bugging me, but my hunting schedule is pretty thick. My hunting schedule this year is pretty thick. I'm going to disappear in the woods for a while.
This is over. What do you like to hunt?
Oh, we hunt a little bit of everything.
Did you go with them, Jess?
Yeah, we did some turkey hunting last spring and some bear stuff.
Some pheasant.
Yeah, we do a little bit of everything. We just love hunting. I get out with my boys. I mean, I'm looking at texts because I'm away from them. They're up at our house in Idaho right now. And I get to look at their texts and their stories they put up of them hiking around in these huge canyons and shed hunting. And my boys are all out we are outdoor family. That's what we do.
Yeah, that is so cool.
If my boys aren't fishing, you know, as soon as their boat gets on the lake there, they're out bass fishing every day. And right now they're out either shed hunting or they're hunting during season. So
that was one of my favorite points. When we went up to go smallmouth fishing, we came back and hung with Bill and the fam one day. And, like, within 5 minutes of meeting the boys, everyone's, like, pulling out their phones and, like, showing us trail cameras. Like, dude, check this out. Like, I'm not even telling my little brother about this, but look at this big one we got coming over here. Like, they were all immediately scheming what they were going to do the next day. Hey, my bud, his dad said he could come with us. Can we go tomorrow? Like, that's no joke, man. That is an outdoor hunting and fishing family.
And they're very competitive. So then we hit the pool table, and then the boys start fighting each other.
All right, cool. Well, let's jump back on the phones. You want to get through 833-288-0973.
John in Long Beach is up here on Let's Talk Next. John, thanks for hanging in there with us, buddy.
Morning, guys. I'm looking forward to my question is I'm bringing my granddaughter for the first time. She's really stoked about getting a trout
Awesome.
Is that trout pond open on Thursday?
That trout pond is open every single day for you to take your daughter, granddaughter, niece, nephew, everybody. We want all the kids to come out and enjoy it, and it's at both shows all 4 days. There's two ponds.
And how much does it cost?
$0.
It's
it is
free.
Completely free. It's catch and release. We just want everyone to bring out their kids and have that experience.
Yeah, and if you're coming on Thursday, get there early because the first 25 kids through the door every day get a Plano tackle box.
What?
Yep.
No way.
Yep, yeah,
wow.
Absolutely. So make sure you're there early.
So 12 and under,
yeah.
Plano tackle box.
12 and under.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
One of the biggest things to say is that, you know, you might be an experienced fisherman bringing a granddaughter, a grandson, or whatever it is. If you're a mom, a dad, a grandpa, an uncle, and you have a kid in your household or in your neighborhood that wants to fish and you don't know anything about it, this is the place to go. You're going to meet people that are going to encourage you and welcome you into the fishing community. And what a neat place. You don't need any skill whatsoever. Just come out and have a good time.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then you can go right over and hold an iguana or a tarantula or check out the falcon lady.
Wow.
Take a picture.
Pan
really
for
cool.
gold. Go
yeah.
see the dock dogs.
Do what my kids do and climb on every
single
boat that's in the entire place. Open every hatch. Honk every horn.
Oh, yeah.
See if there's a bathroom on every boat. See if there's a rod locker on every boat. See where the live well's at. See if the motor turns. Like,
yeah.
Inventory-wise, I would say this year is probably the largest we've ever had. And dollar value, it's crazy. The boat selection we have this year.
Wow. And then at San Diego Show, where all those same things will be there, the trout pond, the
yep.
reptiles, the
You're
whole
gonna,
thing.
The reptiles are not.
Not,
but
okay.
We'll have the dock dogs. We'll have the panning for gold. We'll have the trout ponds.
The great
we'll
food,
have,
the live music.
Yeah, we'll have the James Kelly band playing in the center area where the food is. We're going to have Carlos and his DJ playing right when you walk in the door, playing reggae. I mean, we are just... When you come in, we are going to put you in the mood to enjoy your day and have fun with your friends and your family.
That's cool. Love hey, it. Dan in Mission Lakes says, good morning, everyone. I'm excited for the show. I'm in the market for two outboards. What manufacturers and dealers will be there?
So there will be dealers covering every single outboard manufacturer possible. Everything Sick. From Tohatsu, Yamaha, Honda, Mercury. There is a dealer there that sells those motors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything.
Yeah, awesome. They're all there.
Yeah.
If you're
yeah, and
looking for a motor.
They'll have the big giant ones, too, the show will show off.
Typically, a lot of the Yamaha, you know, the Yamaha guys will bring one of those giant ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know guys from West Coast Marine will have a lot of Yamahas.
Yeah.
As well as the Parker boats, the Camus
one.
Boats.
That's right.
I think Benny's bringing his Camus there,
I think so.
Too,
cool.
Benny Martino. So you can see that rocket ship that goes to the
tackle
bass.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
He's got a couple of good seminars scheduled, too.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, I had a fun text come through. Good morning, everybody. I'm super excited for my first PCS show this year, and I was lucky enough to win two tickets to the Del Mar show 2 weeks ago on Let's Talk Hookup. I was already planning on bringing the kids with me. Question, what are some kids' attractions for the San Diego show? Also, are there any boat vendors so I can bug my wife about buying a new skiff for the entire family for the entire time that I'm there? That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Yeah, so there is an awesome selection of boats coming down. Some dealers that are San Diego dealers that don't come up to Orange County. See which Marine's going to be down there.
Cool.
Yeah, and we have Last Chance Performance Marines bringing all their bath boats. I mean, there's an entire selection of boats down there.
And kayaks, too. Ron Lane will be bringing fast.
Ron Lane
kayaks have a huge
right.
display, right?
Giant display. We'll have another kayak guy that's different brands of kayaks. So there's lots and lots of boats. Everything from kayaks, inflatables, up to larger, more expensive offshore boats. And as far as the kids' attractions, like we just talked about, the free kids' trout ponds, the bands.
The dock dogs.
The dock dogs and the gold panning. So there's plenty to do down there. A whole day of excitement. Plus, I just feel like the vendors, you know, I don't know if it was as much when I was a kid, but now people have gotten the picture that if we don't get kids into fishing, this whole industry falls apart. And I think there's so many vendors that are now stepping up and have fun things for the kids, stickers, giveaways. I mean, bring your kids and walk around and make sure they have a bag because there's a whole bunch of people giving away things to the kids.
Lots of stuff for kids, Hey, Mike in Corona was stimulated by your hunting talk, and he wants to know what hunting vendors are going to be at the show.
Oh, now that is interesting because I do really enjoy hunting. We have brought in a few people, mostly people that I have hunted with or know. But everything from moose up in Alaska, bear up in Alaska. We have a guide that's up in Idaho that does all the elk and deer and all that up in Idaho. We have an alligator hunting guide that's coming out from Florida.
Really? That would be cool.
Yeah, we've just got a selection of that hunting stuff. There's some high fence guys from Texas. There's African lodges. There's a high fence guy that has one in Arizona and Texas.
High fence guys are like private land.
Exactly. Yeah, that's more of the stalker type hunts, which is good for the guys that can't give up 10 days to go up in the middle of nowhere. They can go in and still have a good time hunting. So everything from, you know, bears to moose to deer to elk to alligators. So
wow,
it's not the largest section of our show, but there is a selection.
Plenty of hunting.
Yeah, if you're a guy, the crossover in hunting and fishing is huge. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's nice to have a few of those guys that with a little bit of selection.
And is Turner's going to have guns there too?
They do not. We don't have guns at any of our shows.
No guns. Okay.
That's kind of a fairgrounds thing, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a California
thing. Yeah, we stay away from that.
Now, in Idaho or Montana, you could have all the guns you want.
Yeah,
California, you know, it's like, let's not go there. But anyway, Jess, what's your favorite hunting?
I grew up doing a lot of deer hunting. My dad's really into the archery stuff, my dad and brother. So I like doing that. But my favorite hunting is hunting fish. I love fishing for whatever type of big fish lives out there, whether it's walleye, pike, bass, do a lot of tournament stuff. So
do you?
I like in the off season from guiding and tournaments, I like hunting big fish. So been doing a lot of walleye.
This dude is legit. He's legit.
He's far too humble about his tournament.
His tournament stuff is real.
He won the state championship and everything, but we know smallmouth is incredible for bass fishing.
Yeah,
he's incredible. But the style of fishing that he does, if you want to go out and chase trophy fish and individually target trophy fish, he fishes bass like we fish marlin.
Right.
You know, that hunting side of fishing striped marlin in Southern California, it matches up so well with hunting, with glassing and traveling large, vast areas where there's nothing but that little pocket of giant fish that you're looking for. That matches up so well with his style of fishing. I mean, he can take you out and catch you 50 fish, but if you're looking for that one trophy fish, it matches up so well with striped marlin fishing and hunting, in my opinion.
Yeah, and growing up with my dad being such a big hunter, you know, and being involved in that stuff.
His dad's the most well-known whitetail hunter up where we are. He's very famous in the
whitetail. He dedicates a lot of time to it, for sure, and does well. But, yeah, just talking the similarities between hunting and fishing, it's pretty cool.
Sure.
You know, talking that with my dad.
And what's a trophy smallmouth bass?
I mean, anything over 4 pounds is big. A 5-pounder's a giant. I think 6+ pounds would be trophy class. We've got some amazing fisheries up there, so I've gotten – I think 8 over 7 pounds now, and I've got
smallmouth bass.
Yeah,
crazy.
My biggest is an 8.25 up
there. 8.25 smallmouth.
Yes, sir.
That's insane.
It's a tank.
That's a tank.
Yeah. It doesn't even look real. They don't look normal.
That's in that area.
Yeah. And then remind me of, do you remember Kerman up in Mammoth that had those brook trout that ate the scud?
Yeah.
These football, oddball-looking giant brook trout. That's what our bass look like. They're just eating kokanee.
They're giant. I mean, they have humps where there shouldn't be a hump, and they've got big – I mean, they're huge.
Because there's so many kokanee in Coeur d'Alene, like Coeur d'Alene.
They're just straight up gorging on giant schools. When you drive around, it's like when we fish thresher sharks in the shallow, and you're looking at these schools of anchovy everywhere. That's what your meter looks like, but it's all kokanee.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah. So the kokanee fishery is really good.
It's incredible on all the lakes up there. Yeah.
So, when you're hunting, you were talking about new electronics. First of all, what's the name of your outfit? What's the name of your, if somebody wants to go fishing with you, how do they book a trip with you?
So it's Coeur d'Alene Sport Fishing, lakecharters.com online. You can look us up, Instagram,
Lake Charters online?
On Google, lakecharters.com.
It's just at CDA Sport Fishing.
Yes, CDA Sport Fishing. Jess Bottinger, you can look me up and get a hold of me either way on there.
You have a website too?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yep. Coeur d'Alene Sport Fishing.
It's
under it's Lake Charters. The guy I bought the business from years ago, we just kept
Lake
his website.
Charters.
It's very old school and it's that whole Idaho vibe, so we haven't really messed with it.
And is it just you or do you have guides that go with that also charter with you?
It's just me right now for the most part.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yep.
I'll bet you book up. Up the two boats.
Yeah.
I'll bet you book up though. I guess people are.
It's been awesome, yeah. We've been able to grow it the last few years and getting more and more people out there coming back. It's a good time.
Yeah, so you better book.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're pretty full for the spring, but end of May and June we've got a lot of open dates. So
okay,
you can definitely give us a call and get you out there on the water.
I just can't say enough good things about the trip that we had. It was super fun. It was very easy, extremely easy travel too. You know, we flew into Spokane, Washington's only like a 25-minute drive
from the
lake, and I was joking with Bill, like the flights were super convenient. There's like an 8 o'clock flight out of San Diego. Like Brandon and I both worked a full day at work on the travel day that we went out there, and then we had like a 6 a.m. flight going home. Like Brandon worked the day that we left and worked the day that we came home, so we were able to sneak a 3-day fishing trip into virtually taking no time off of work.
Wow.
It's a pretty cool spot.
In and out.
It's crazy, yeah. And the fishing is awesome.
What boat did you fish on?
We fished on both the guide boat, which is very comfortable, and then we also fished on Jess's boat.
Yeah,
which is now part of our fleet, so that is an offering. Yeah,
we've got a 21-foot Skeeter that we run out of, and then a 22-foot Allied Weld that's got a soft top cover. So depending on the weather, we can run either one.
That's perfect. I just didn't want to say that because I didn't want to put Jess's personal boat out there. But yeah, it was all good.
As I'm becoming elderly, I prefer I prefer to have a windshield up instead of the wind blowing my eyeballs out of my socket, and I like to be able to get out of the sun, take a nap, or I prefer, and if it's cold in the spring, I like that little warmth of having
there's a lot very of comfortable. There's a lot of grab rails,
there's a big couch to sit on.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
When the Turner's guys were up, I went a half day with them, and I think I got up, casted, caught like a 6-pounder, and I think I fell asleep on the couch the rest of the trip.
Nice.
And they just knocked the crap out of them, but I was whooped from the show.
Yeah.
And Jess is like an Iron Man. When we went up there, don't get me wrong, it wasn't that bad, but Brandon and I, very admittedly, we are two California just wusses when it comes to cold weather. And it was cold. Like, it wasn't freezing, but it was cold.
We had a cold front coming through.
It was cold. Yeah. Brandon had on every single piece of clothing he brought. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, like, 3 t-shirts and his 2 long sleeve shirts and a sweatshirt and a jacket. And you know, Jess's bass boat is like, it's it. It's one, there's one windshield. This kid was like in the center just. So yeah, the windshield and the comfort of the big boat has its advantages for sure.
And both boats have live scope on it. They're both front facing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, have it all.
Does that
make a difference?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely makes my job easier being able to find those fish. And the fish are getting smarter. That's the facts of it. You know, everyone's got advanced technology now, so staying ahead of the game, that's part of it.
A lot of pressure on the lakes?
It's really not that bad, not compared to everywhere else.
It's a big
lake. It's not California.
Yeah. It's not the pressure that the rest of the people that are out there are multiple levels below the operation that he's operating on. It just is. I mean, is there pressure? Sure, but nobody's doing it the level that he is.
Yeah. The other thing that's neat is you're on a lake where float planes are flying in and out. It looks like Alaska. The shoreline totally looks just like you're fishing.
There's moose all over
there somewhere. Yeah,
moose,
we have
too.
All the time you pull up to the shore, there's a moose standing
there. No kidding.
Bald eagles flying around everywhere. It's pretty neat.
Eagles are good luck.
Eagles are good luck. I like that.
Unless they're trying to steal a mallard that you shot.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going on, and we're going to continue to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our FishDope.com report by the Angler's Realtor. Yosef Husseini is on the line. Today, this catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get a premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today. We got him. Yosef's on the line. Good morning, Yosef.
Hey, good morning, guys. We've got some colder water coming in now. Starting from Santa Monica Bay, the water temps have dropped quite a bit. Water's turned kind of dirty. It's kind of all of SoCal right now. Sand bass and calicos are still biting up on the Santa Monica artificial reef. Leadhead with a dead or fresh squid combo is what's working really well. Guys are also still catching sculpin and triggerfish up there. Palo Verde, L.A., Harbor, Long Beach area, whitefish and sculpin are biting well in the 150, as well as the Santa Ana River pipe. Fresh dead is also producing the best bites there. There are some halibut still around to be had. Using live bait will get you a lot more bites up there. Catalina, not a ton of dope up there. Danny had a contact go halibut hunting yesterday.
in 10 to 50 feet of water. He said it was washed out and dirty, not a lot around, not a lot of bites. Front side, there still should be some bonita hanging around, but not a lot of reports right now from that area since the last storms. 9 Mile Bank, La Jolla, Point Loma area, same kind of deal. Water's dropped. Everything's kind of green and green to brown. No sign of bonita, that awesome bonita bite. We haven't seen them back yet since the last big round of storms. Who knows? Danny thinks they may have pushed offshore a bit, and they could return. Ivy Pipe is still continuing to bite on the sand bass. Knocker rigs work really well there with fresh dead squid, live if you can find it. Down here near San Diego, it's a little harder to find unless you make your own. Rock pile on the islands, not a ton going on down there. As far as reports go, San Diego is going to be back online Saturday on March 7th, so we should have a lot more info for you as boats start piling up down there. There was some word of yellowtail out near the rock pile, but not a ton of info on that. Guys down south, Punta Banda area, they are still out fishing, but the bonita bite has not returned down there either. Hoping that comes back here soon. Next week we should have some reports from down south for you, hopefully. And that's all I got for you right now.
Yeah, it's a good report. Yeah, absolutely. And,
solid.
And, of course, fishdope.com. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Your $30 course goes fishdope, and BD Outdoors will be at the shows, right?
They will be at both shows.
Yeah, and Yosef, we're going to see you at the show?
I'll be there the whole time.
All right.
Right.
I'll be in the BD booth, so if anybody out there is listening, come by and say hi.
Yeah, talk real estate, talk fishing, whatever you want to do, right?
That's right.
All right, well, how do we find you? We want the best in real estate, Yosef.
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can get me on my website, sportsmansrealty.com, on social media, at The English Realtor. And you can also get a free home evaluation at socalhomeeval.com.
All right. Thanks, Yosef. Appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next Sunday and see you at the PCS show in Costa Mesa. Look forward to that.
See you up there, guys. Take
All
care.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks, Yosef. That's going to wrap up our report again, sponsored in part by Anza Knives. Hey, Don and the Anza Knife crew will be at the PCS show Costa Mesa in booth 535 in the Costa Mesa building. Anza Knife Makers will be in the booth too, along with their full line of fillet knives. Plus, they have beautiful hunting knives, military, and some one-of-a-kind custom knives as well. All of them are going to be available at show special prices. You can go see the crew at Anza Knives at booth 535 in the Costa Mesa building at the Costa Mesa.
And this will be the first time Don and his crew from Anza Knives will be at the show, right?
It's a return. He came a few years ago.
Okay.
And they're going to be in San Diego as well. So they're both. I think this is kind of their hometown. So that San Diego thing got him pretty fired up.
Yeah, for sure. And then Costa Mesa, too. He'll be in Costa Mesa. He'll literally be behind Let's Talk Hookup. So our backdrop will face backdrop.
Right,
so
I think it's similar to Del Mar as well.
Yeah.
I think he's right next to you
right
guys.
There, yeah. But Don and the crew, they... Beautiful knives. I'm sure you, as hunters, appreciate Anza knives.
Well, I've gotten a couple of times for my dad for his birthday. I've gotten knives from Don. So
they're amazing. Yeah,
they're spectacular.
They are spectacular
Be
knives.
Careful
for sure.
With those things, man. They are.
They're sharp.
They're sharp. They come sharp out of the box. That is just not like something else, man.
Yeah,
it is wild.
Sure. Well, they're also going to have some of their knife makers at the booth too.
At the booth, exactly. Yeah.
Talk about making knives and
super cool.
It's awesome. Yeah. That'd be cool if they could actually create a knife in the booth.
It would be awesome. Yeah. The forge is a little dangerous.
Yeah.
The building, but hey,
we'll figure it out next year.
We can do anything. Yeah. Mike will figure it out.
Yeah. Mike's amazing.
Michael will sell it, and then we'll have to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. Mike will get it sold. That'll be Jess's problem.
We got plenty of room for that 60-wide foot booth.
No problem. Buyers don't smoke at night.
You have a great text.
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. You know if there's going to be a vendor there that displays in vintage or antique fishing equipment? Also, I have to ask, is Gundy a figment of our imagination or AI generated? He is my single most favorite part of Let's Talk Hookup. I love his reports, but I've never got to meet him at any of the shows. That's from Mike and Rosemead.
Gundy.
I can tell you, in real life, I used to get bait from him every morning in Dana Point. He had a chocolate lab running around on the dock, and I can tell you, He is a real person.
Human, yeah.
He is a real, real human.
He's a good guy.
As far as the vintage tackle goes, we do have the San Diego Tackle Traders typically set up a large wall of vintage jigs and vintage things to go along with their new products that they sell. So, yes, there is vintage products there.
Cool. Very good. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick. 833-288-0973. Open right now.
Carl from Escondido is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Carl, thanks for joining us this morning.
Carl.
Morning, guys. I just wanted to give a little fish report. Went to La Jolla yesterday. The water was 66 to 67.
Jeez.
And the calicos and the whitefish and some white sea bass were going off pretty good.
That's awesome, buddy. That's cool. What a day in February. 67 degree water and biting fish on the surface.
How crazy is
pretty
that?
Pretty cool, man.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. It's a good report, too. Appreciate that very much. Greg in Chino Hills writes, Bill, Mike, Greg, Chino, Greg, this is Greg in Chino Hills. Will Warriors on Water be back this year? As a son of a veteran coming from a family full of veterans, I truly appreciate the support you provide for these heroes. I'm looking forward to supporting their raffle again, too. And he says, I love the Plank Kids giveaway for my 4-year-old Stella. Will be all over it.
Yeah, so the War Heroes on Water, they are always a part of everything that I've done. They're either in the magazine or at the shows. But, yes, they are at the shows. They're right by the seminar stage in the hangar building. And then we do our special vendor celebration night that raises money for them as well. So it's something that means a lot to me. I've been out on the boats. I've experienced it in person. Jess came with me on a boat a couple of years ago and got to experience these guys. And it's just... You can get a little taste by going by the booth and shaking hands with these guys, but you really getting to know these guys is absolutely incredible. These are special people.
Yeah,
they deserve better than what they've gotten when they come back. So yeah. Anthony's done a great job of.
And hats off to Anthony and Team Company for doing all that stuff. Yeah, it's just fantastic. And Rod for all the hard work that he puts in.
Oh yeah,
will
he
Rod
does
be
a great
there
job.
Too? Yeah.
Oh yeah, Rod will be there. He does a great job.
And what is Plank Kids?
I don't know.
I don't know either. We'll have to figure that out.
Oh, maybe Plano boxes.
Oh, okay.
Plano boxes.
That just came through wrong on the text.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Plano boxes.
First 25 each day.
Each day. The first Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
that's
and Sunday,
right.
Yep.
First 25 kids under 12 and under through the door get a Plano box.
That's so rad.
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
Like I said, there's so many vendors that take care of the kids and have free giveaways and shirts. I think... Donna from Dana Wharf. I think she printed a bunch of shirts for Dave to give away.
Sick.
Yeah, they're great to the kids.
Yeah.
I can't wait, man. It's going to be a fun show. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking more about it. Again, if you want to get your opportunity to get through, still plenty of time. 833-288-0973. And keep those texts coming on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We got more coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
It's truck month at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year on Ford trucks are happening now. From Pro Power Onboard to Blue Cruise Tech and the Ford Security Package, Ford's award-winning truck lineup is built with the power and utility to help you take on whatever life throws your way. From F-Series, America's best-selling truck, to the Ford Maverick and the Ford Ranger, built to take you everywhere from work to play. Check out the entire lineup. Line up of Ford trucks and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, salmon, halibut, John Leancott, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa. We will have exclusive products and promotions available only from us. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else at the show will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. One phone line open during the break. If you want to get it, it's your opportunity to talk to Mike, talk to Jess, talk to Bill, and potentially your opportunity to win that brand new CalStar hybrid jigging rail rod.
How coming cool. Down to the line here, you have it's about the 20 minutes left here to get that rod. Yeah.
833-288-0973 is how you make it happen.
Mike in San Juan Capistrano says, good morning. I look forward to the PCS show every year. It's a great opportunity to see what's new in SoCal sport fishing and a great opportunity to see old friends. Since this is the first year in Del Mar, San Diego, I'm curious, what are the differences between the two shows?
Yeah, like I was saying, we have about a 60-70% duplicate rate from Orange County. So we have all of the really, you know, the great retailers, the strong manufacturer booths, you know, that kind of stuff all moved down. But there's a completely new flair. There's a lot of brands and manufacturers that could not get into Orange County. So there's a whole nother new group of vendors. Plus, I know that there's a few different shops that are holding some specials for San Diego. They'll do different stuff at each show. So
right.
I would say it has the quality of Orange County with the culture of San Diego.
Okay. Yeah.
Like we don't have anything different in terms of sale prices, but we will definitely have some sale items that will be at one show, not be at the other show, right. that kind of thing. Like they will for sure be two different shows, equally good, I'm sure,
yeah,
but
right.
but they're just going to be different.
Yeah. Like, for example, my good friend Ron Lane and Fastlane Kayaks, their San Diego show, they won't be in
Costa Mesa. He's the Hobie dealer for San Diego. San Diego, exactly. Right. Yeah.
So you that's different. Yeah, there's
you do.
Similar, I mean, but different.
Yeah, I have guys that make wind-ons and stuff that couldn't get into Orange County that are manufacturers. We have plastics guys down there that aren't up there. So.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
So you need to go to both.
Different lodges. Yeah, I would definitely recommend seeing both, and I think you're going to want to stick with seeing both forever.
Yeah.
Our booth is going to be double the size in San Diego that it is in Orange County. We're exactly twice as large.
Wow. Yeah, you're sitting on Main Street, right? You're the end right there with Shimano. That whole row, like 10 wide.
Sport boats.
Yeah, it's just so cool. It's going to light up. It's such a great design.
I'm pumped.
All right, so I'm curious. I know... Uh-oh. Bill and Mike, you guys have both done.
Oh, no.
Who decides where stuff goes?
This guy has, I'm sorry to interrupt, but this guy has a magic. It's weird. It's like, it really is a, like the competitive separation and everything.
Yeah.
He just,
he knows what
we
to
do it together. The thing is, from day one, we have always sat down and truly thought through every single booth placement. I don't care if there's 1,000 booths, every single one gets talked about. Why is this here? What is surrounding it? And that's the way we've always laid out the shows. We don't ask people, where would you like to be in the show? We have always done it in a way that we tell them they will be in the best placement for their product.
It's
so you don't
random.
End up with 15 Alaska lodges next to each other selling off a price instead of quality.
Right.
You know, you got to separate
you
people
mix it
out.
Up. That and that's the beautiful thing about this.
It's a treasure hunt.
You don't walk in and it's like, see all boats. You see boats. You see tackle stores. You see
everything.
Lodges. You see... Let's talk, hook up, whatever.
Yeah, there is not an inch of that building that you're not going to want to see. There's no row where you poke your head down and go, oh, that's not for me. Every row has something for you, I can promise you.
So, and in both shows,
every building.
Both San Diego as well as
every building, including our,
every building.
What's exciting, that new Pacific venue, which is a steel structure tent out behind the OC Promenade, we have awesome vendors out there. There is some incredible deals out there, some incredible manufacturers. Dave Hansen's back there. The Daiwa stage is back there. It just really, you know, every time we add, we do it in the correct way. We don't bring in a bunch of booths that don't belong.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, hey, Matt wants to know. He's up in the Orange County area. Wants to go. Great show, guys. What about the show? Suggested seminars, slow pitch jigging. Talk about the slow pitch jigging seminars that you're doing.
Yeah, so we do a couple different ones. It's slow pitch and speed jigging. We have guys from the East Coast. We have Benny Ortiz that comes out from Shimano.
Guy,
We've got the Jig Pro guys, George. We've got Brian Nguyen. It's just an awesome selection of guys that are experts at every style of that slow pitch to speed jigging. I mean, people are doing it now for smallmouth or for bay bass. Yeah. They're doing it for rockfish. They're doing it for tuna. Guys are doing it for swordfish on the East Coast. I mean, it is it has taken the industry by storm. So we have a couple of those at each show as well.
There again, seminars.
We have a number of new 10x10s that are supporting that with jigs.
That's cool.
Like so many new.
Well, the West
variety.
Coast jigger guys, they're up on the stage in that seminar as well.
Yeah.
But there's probably 10 different metal jig manufacturers for slow pitch at the show.
Really? More than we've ever had.
Wow.
Yeah, it has really taken the industry by storm.
And, you know, we're so excited. Like, we put a lot of effort into this. Again, going back to the tackle store side, like, we have, like, collaborations with West Coast jiggers. They're, you know, they became so popular. We're going to have a jig that they made specifically for Fisherman's Landing Tackle that is just for the show. Like, you know, custom color, custom versions that, like, that's it. Like, the only time that this thing will be around is at the show. And, you know, your first opportunity to get it will be, you know, they'll have it displayed in their booth. We'll have it for sale in ours. Like, custom versions and custom colorways of things. Those are some of the highlights of the show, too. You know, you can get your rod all the time, but you can only get this particular one if you attend the PCS show.
Yeah. Well, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. They're packed up. Again, if you want to get your shot, it's 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Daniel. He's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. Hey, Daniel, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Daniel?
Yeah, as you said, we're planning to head down to the show on Saturday, so I'm going to take a few friends. So I'm trying to explain to them why is it so important for them to join that CCA community. Can you guys talk about it a little bit so by the time we get there, they're going to have an idea why it's so important for them to join also?
Yeah, no, thank you for that. I'm actually on the CCA board, and we live in a state where we're constantly under fire as far as fishing outdoors, especially in our state, almost more than any other state in the country. And this is the one organization that's fighting for our specific area. Without the support of the anglers, you know, we wouldn't have the people in D.C. and Sacramento and fighting for our rights to fish. I mean, if you want your kids to be able to fish in California, be a part of this because it's not going to happen if you guys don't get out there and help these guys.
We live in a state where there are people that are actively trying to take it away. Like, you know, with as much as we all like to go fishing, there is a group that is larger and better funded that want the opposite. They don't want you to get to go take your boys fishing on the weekend, and they don't want to grow up the same way that all of us got lucky enough to do it. And that is the organization that is constantly making sure that we do have those rights and opportunities.
Right. Yeah. And they're not against conservation. I think that's the biggest thing that
it's
that
in the name, coastal fight. Conservation.
Right. These people fight against us in a way that everyone wants to just take every fish. And if you truly look at it, if we overdo the fishing and take, then we don't have fishing either. And we're the ones that are the stewards of it. I mean, we're the ones that care the most about it. These guys that are fighting to take it away, a lot of them have never even been on a boat. They've never fished before. They don't know anything about it. They just read something in a book, and they want to stop us from doing what we do. We need the CCA.
Yeah, and CCA will be there in force. Join CCA. If you're not a member, you should be. Chris and the whole team, Tony, will be there. They'll be getting people in the star tournament.
Yeah.
And every time you go fishing, you could win a fantastic prize. You could win a boat if you join that
and
star tournament.
And it's not about the biggest fish.
Yeah,
it's about getting out there and catching fish.
For sure. And then also join your local chapter. I know you're in Rancho Cucamonga, the inland chapter of CCA. Get be a part of the chapter. Just be a part of the solution, which is
get involved.
Yeah, get involved with it. Yeah, definitely. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, I had a great text come through, and this one, pull it right back up here, was from Stephen Fallbrook. Good morning, guys. I'm in the boat shopping market, so I'm super excited about the show. Likely going to be at Orange County and San Diego. Can you give me any highlights in terms of boats? I know you guys have always had, in addition to all the great dealers, you've always had some super special boats at the shows. Also, any particular fishing skiffs that I should keep my eye out for?
Oh, Mike, that's you can take that.
That's a tough question.
I can't answer that.
We have everything from like inflatable kayaks all the way to giant $2 million, go fast with, quad 500.
Well, even with like the Lotta yachts there, they're representing Viking and Valhalla. They may not have a boat there, but they can sell you one and they can walk you through ordering one.
Yeah.
So everything up to the largest yacht you could ever want.
Or something.
Easy. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
but yeah, these selections.
But you had a giant
incredible.
Invincible catamaran there last year. Is that like big giant?
We had a big Invincible. We had a big Freeman 1 year. We have a big Mag Bay showing up again this year.
Wow.
They were there last year. There's always that one or two giant highlight boats, and then there's a ton that I think that's one of the biggest things to say is if there's a boat there to fit your budget.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people go to these shows and stuff. And they're like, man, I couldn't afford any of those boats. But at our show, there is everything from the bottom entry level up, which is where we all started. You don't need to come in and buy a $500,000 boat to get out and fish. I mean, I know people that were fishing, little tiny Livingstons and catching marlin off the coast in 12-foot Livingstons. So I think, all selection and all budget. So come take a look and be at both shows because we have different dealers at each show.
Different ones at each show.
We do.
So one thing I want to comment is that you guys, it's a family business. I know it's a family business for you, Bill, and family business. Your whole family is involved in the show.
Yeah.
And it's super cool.
Yeah, my kids come down and work at the show. Yeah, we are not some big corporation. This is my family that owns this.
Yeah.
This is my wife and I and my kids.
And you guys are not sitting in an office, sitting back in an easy chair, doing whatever.
No.
You guys are out there.
But
Bill, you and your kids and your wife and
everybody's just, there working.
They're all working some kind of thing. Like last year I walked up to you, you were working the sound system at one of the stages.
Yeah. So. It's the personal touch. I have all of the vendors have my cell phone number, Mike's cell phone number, Jess's, Scott's. They have everyone's stuff, and if somebody needs something, we're there.
I mean,
we are not hands off. We appreciate our vendors. I mean, we appreciate them so much. We bring in the In-N-Out food trucks to feed them while they're setting
up. That's super cool.
We love our vendors, and again, we're sharp enough to know that show, it didn't grow because of us. It grew because of all of the vendors and all of the support from the industry. I mean, I was telling Mike that the early days, I used to hang off the side of the freeway and hang my own banners on the semi trucks. We rented U-Haul trucks and stuck banners to the side and paid parking tickets on PCH to get the word out. I mean, we were grassroots.
Yeah.
This show didn't come out of nowhere. It's been 16 years.
16.
It's just the right opportunity finally arose for the majority to flood back over to us. So we are very grateful.
And you're doing a great job. I just wanted to comment because it is a family affair.
It's not just
you guys really are involved. And it's no small operation. It's a big operation to put on these shows, right?
It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah. Even keep him busy, right? Even keep Mike busy.
My thing is it's like throwing a party for thousands of your best buddies, because they're all friends. Everybody shows up. It's a party.
The vibe is so cool. The live music and the food. The food, too, is like not just normal fair food. But that exists, too. Like, if you want to get a hot dog and a stick, it's there.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, Chris has those brisket smoked sandwiches. I don't even know the amount of money that we have spent on the, you know, like, we make a, you know, a, we start showing hands, and, okay, there's a 10-person, you know, smoked brisket sandwich run, you know, we're all, it's just the whole thing is, it's so killer.
So you're saying it's partially your fault that he runs out at about 2 o'clock?
Oh, without question. But the thing that pisses me off is we work with Chris all the time. You would think that we would have some sort of a direct line, like, hey, man.
No way.
I need this on. He's like, it's too busy for that, bro. You got to stand in line with the rest of the line. That's so good.
Yeah, for sure. And there's lots of different food. And you said there's a new, show off the new T-shirt, too.
So this year we had Pura Pesca. We have a different brand design. Our show shirt every year. Last year was Salty Crew. This year is Pura Pesca, and this is, we have one sample of the shirt.
That is so cool.
You can see it on
cool.
the camera. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
They're in the back left-hand corner of the hangar building if you want to buy one of these. All of our staff will be wearing them. They are extremely
really
cool shirts.
Really cool design. Hold that up for a little while. Show people that are looking, watching on Facebook and YouTube. That is a cool design.
Oh, they're epic.
Yeah, Yellowtail. And
they really took, so what was really neat to me is that, you know, that's been kind of our tagline for years is welcome to the show. And they incorporated that in there. It's the first one, I think, that's incorporated that into the design. And it's neat.
Very well done. Very well done. Yeah. You have another great text.
Well, I definitely do. It says, good morning, guys. Really excited. I'm a coastal fisherman. Looking forward to everything that exists at the show. The tackle, the gear, the hooks, the sinkers, everything in between. Do you guys have some of your favorite tackle opportunities you could talk about during the show? And I think that, you know, you guys do a really good job. I mean, it's everybody. Like, it's all the big hitters all the way up and down the coast in terms of retailers. I mean, everybody...
Yeah,
has awesome retail opportunities.
Western Outdoor News, you know, they came out with this nice program here that'll be handed out at the door. But I would get an advanced copy because if you start flipping through this thing, there are deals. There's nothing but deals. I mean, you'd like, for example, Penn, buy any Carnage rod and Torque Authority reel setup and receive a AFCO Reaper performance jacket free. It's like $125 jacket.
Yeah,
nice
totally.
Yeah. One of the biggest things, and I think we've said this before, is the fact that we have the manufacturer booths as well as the retail there.
Yeah.
So you get both experiences. I think many shows have some good retail, and then you've got the trade shows that have the manufacturers, and we have brought both of that together in one place. And I think that's what makes the retail experience, all these specials and everything, so neat, is that you can go see it, you can talk to the guys from manufacture, and then hit your favorite retailer.
Yeah. And you have big manufacturers like Shimano there.
Shimano's huge.
Shimano, that'll be huge.
And then you have, like, individual one-person shows like MC Swim Base.
Oh, so many of them.
And everything in between.
So many of those guys. That's what I always tell people. It's like, you know, when they're cutting us a check to buy their booth at the show, a lot of times it's coming out of their family account.
Yeah.
So we know we've got to produce a show that these people come off and make. A lot of them, it makes their year.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So hanging out right outside your building, when you walk in through the gate,
You
hang to the right, there'll be a
That's the Los Alamitos.
Yeah, there'll be a big turtle box lounge with couches and chairs and easy ups, cornhole, beers, the whole thing with their premium sound system going off right
cool,
there.
Dude.
And you get to sample it. Have you guys tried that thing? You know, you
turtle,
can
put, turtle box?
You can wire four of them together.
There's at least one going in the tackle store all the time.
Oh, they're
truly
awesome.
Are amazing.
Yeah.
Steve Pinard took one to Christmas Island last year with us, and he was throwing it in the water.
Float around. Yeah.
Like, you know, we'd get off the boat, and he'd just throw it away. I was like, what are you doing, man?
And you can link multiple of them together. Like, you can create a full surround sound system just on your portable Bluetooth speaker box.
Wow.
They're cool.
I've got a couple of them, and I take them from the bass boat or the bigger boat running trips, you know, and it's like a built-in stereo system.
Today maker.
But it's
and you don't
mobile.
Have to worry if it raining on them or nothing. Yeah. They're pretty amazing.
Yeah, we've got Coronado Brewing out there.
Okay, cool.
They'll have their Salty Crew beer at the show. You know,
Dia was rocking so a bunch stuff. Of
Dia was
tons.
Got his giant.
Wait, and now is Mark Mills going to be there
in person?
In person, going to see Mark Mills.
Yeah. Mark Mills.
Oh, that's
yep.
So
Greg
awesome.
Johnson and the whole crew from Pure Fishing and all the JRA guys will be there.
Yeah,
everybody's
Ken
working
Berkeley,
it.
And, all of
yeah, it. All the who's who's of fishing from across right. the country.
Right, right. Well, what's so fun is that. It's not work to them. It's they want to
yeah.
be there. It's enjoyable.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
It's part
yeah.
part of life.
The part
of our
right?
life.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody gets to enjoy it.
Yeah.
For and tickets are available at the door.
Yeah, or you buy them at sportfishingfestival.com.
And all the stuff is available too, seminars and stuff like that.
Yep, exactly.
You guys yes, did a sir. Great job with the website. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's winning this brand new CalStar unbelievable prize, and they're going to get two tickets, your choice, to go to the OC show or San Diego. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the Giants' 16th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th at the OC Fair and Event Center at Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fair. Grounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids' trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
Partners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boat like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Shimano has taken trolling for big fish to the next level. Introducing the new Shimano Ledge Runner. They set a new standard for offshore diving plugs. Featuring a patented technology, the Shimano Ledge Runner offers seamless depth shifting from shallow to deep ranges while maintaining stable swimming actions, even at high trolling speeds. Designed with durability and longevity in mind, Ledge Runner is available in two sizes and an array of colors. One, its amazing features is AVR, or adjustable depth range, a feature that enables anglers to change trolling depths with ease and efficiency. In addition, the Shimano Ledge Runner has HCW, or Hydro Control Wing, a stabilization feature, ensuring that the lure swims straight, even at high speeds. Be ready to hear that clicker go off with the Shimano Ledge Runner, available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get two additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hookup!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out. We are giving away this brand new CalStar GF.
Right here.
So again, now this will be from the potential winner of today. Now keep in mind, you're going to have to win a second coin flip after this. So Mike's going to do us the honors of deciding whether today's winner is a caller or texter. Do it to it, Mike. Okay, so today we have a caller. So that is Daniel and Rancho Cucamonga. So you have made it to round two. So give us the...
And then Rick in Chula Vista is from yesterday.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So it's Daniel or Rick
one
here.
One more time. Do us the flip. Nice flip. Caller, or the C again, so that one is Rick in Chula Vista.
Rick in Chula Vista.
Rick, you have yourself. That was yesterday's winner. Congratulations. You have a brand new Graphiter GF-HR84H.
Right.
Woo!
Major score.
This is your new rod right here. You pick it up at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
And Daniel, you still get two tickets coming to the show.
Yep.
We'll decide. Yep. You'll decide whether you want to go to Orange County or Del Mar. Congratulations, you guys.
Congratulations, and thank you, guys. We're so excited about the show. Again, Costa Mesa Fairgrounds starting Thursday, right?
Yep, sure. March 5th through the 8th.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing you guys, and we'll have you back here just before the Del Mar show. Thank you. Thanks to Jeff and the Fan Studios, and thanks to Adam for all he does. Next Saturday, a big show. It's the Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano Retirement
right.
Party.
Oh,
with
right.
The special guest, Al the Sports Barber. And then next Sunday, Captain Aliar Hajanabi from the Polaris Spring. Thanks for listening to us. Hey, we'll see you next week right back here on The Fan.